97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you for tuning in today. My guest is Mr. Dick O'Donnell, who's an independent business consultant representing Ring Central. Dick, so good to have you here today.
Thank you, Sharon. It's good to be here.
Thank you. Before we go into your business with Ring Central, I happen to know that you're from Hawaii. Why don't you tell our audience how you got from Hawaii to North Carolina, specifically to Orange County?
Okay. I moved here 8 years ago, September of 2004, to be close to my daughters, Katie and Julie, who were 14 and 16 at the time, and now are out of college. I moved here without a job, without a place to live, and knowing three people. Fast forward, I know a few thousand people. I belong to the three different chambers of commerce. I belong to many leads groups, and I'm a Rotarian, a Paul Harris Fellow. So I network like crazy, and I love and I have a passion for people and helping people.
Dick, I was so happy to have you answer that first question that way, because I want our audience to know that your secret of success is you get out there. You only knew three people, and now you knew thousands.
Yes.
Let's move on to your business now. Tell us about Ring Central.
Okay, Ring Central is very cool. It is a cloud-based phone system, meaning over the internet, and it is an alternative to the phone company, whether that phone company is AT&T, CenturyLink, Frontier, whatever, for businesses, okay? It allows, because it is on the cloud, meaning the internet, the flexibility is numerous, almost too numerous for people don't understand. I can sit here right now in this studio and make a phone call as if I'm sitting in my office, and the caller ID will show my office number to anybody I happen to call. I can then transfer it back. I can have as many as extensions as I want. The flexibility, now that we all have smartphones, it's just a wonderful way of communicating, and it is a lot less expensive with a lot more benefits. And that's the key.
And you're business to business. In other words, you don't sell to the consumer at home. Your audience, your clients are mostly businesses. Is that a correct statement?
That is a correct statement. And a phone to a business is like oxygen to a human. It has to work. And if the electricity goes down or if the internet goes down or whatever, our system does not go down. The analogy that I make is it's like a generator in a hospital. If electricity goes down, the generator goes on. Well, in this case, the cloud itself doesn't go down, so that if the electricity or the internet goes down, it gets forwarded to your cell phone. No one ever gets a busy signal.
Perfect. Well, Dick, what if somebody already has a system set up? They're happy or not happy with it. There's no contracts involved, I imagine. How can you come in with your system to either replace or add to what they already have?
Great question. It has to be in the customer's best interest. Okay, yes, I need to make a living, but not at other people's expense. I am always here to help customers with their communication. So I get a copy of their current bill and look and see if we can do a comparison. Now, my main purpose is to give them more benefits at a much lower cost with great local customer service. I am their go-to person. When my customers, customers I've had as many as 6 years, they call me or email me if they have a question. I have them because I know them. And what I have just found out with Ring Central is I'm one of the top Ring Central people in the country right now.
Wow.
And so when I contact them, I'm not just contacting a brand new customer service person. They have assigned specific people to me that really know their stuff. So it's really nice. And I can solve problems that just some 800 number can't.
I'm hearing a personal touch.
Absolutely.
For service, a first-class service. Well, Dick, you mentioned business to business. Where is your sweet spot for a customer? Where does it begin? A certain number of calls per month, certain dollar amount? How do you define your ideal client?
My ideal client is businesses that have anywhere from 1 to 20 or 30 phones, maybe have more than one location, or more than one business in one location. Both things. Because this is cloud-based, the possibilities are endless.
Yeah.
Okay. And always it has to be in the customer's best interest. And we are the official vendor for the North Carolina Chiropractic Association. So we're the NCCA. We give them special pricing and special benefits and so on. We also give certain franchisees certain benefits, Sir Speedy Printing, Pit Printing, Weed Master, people that do yard things, things like that, that are franchises. We give them special pricing and special benefits and pricing on our phones and things like that.
And did you get these clients from cold calling? How did they find you, or did you find them?
Great question. I do very little cold calling, if any. All my business is based on referrals. A referral is so much stronger. And because I network, again, I belong to three Chamber of Commerce. I belong to, I have breakfast with about 150 people every week.
Every week?
Yes. Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. And then if there's a chamber function on Fridays, I have business. This morning I had business breakfast with 50-some people. Yesterday, 30-some people, and so on. And these people are, some people have become clients right away. Most likely it's people that know and trust me and like me that I do business with. And okay, sometimes I've gotten business from people that have known me 6 years, and all of a sudden they say, now I'm ready.
So persistence counts, and relationship marketing, that they know you, they trust
yes.
you, the referrals, that's the key for a strong business.
Yes.
I'm so glad you said that, Dick. Give us your contact information, Dick, in case somebody wants to contact you for more information.
Absolutely. My phone number is 919-760-5476. Again, that number is 919-760-5476. And my email is dick@dickod.com. Again, that's Dick, D-I-C-K, my first name, at dickod, D-I-C-K-O-D.com. Dickod.com also happens to be my website.
Perfect, perfect. Dick, you mentioned that in order to decide whether you can help a client or not, you get their last bills, invoices, whatever. Have you ever found a case in which you cannot save that company money?
Absolutely. And or my program is just not right for them. So in that case, I just talked to a gentleman yesterday who I recommended a different company. I recommended somebody that I did not represent, but it was in his best interest. And he was a little puzzled why I would do that. And I said, because my interest is in your interest, not myself. And somebody like that really appreciates it, and they appreciate my honesty.
I consider that highly ethical, Dick, that you would do such a thing knowing it was in the best interest of the client. Let's take a break. When we come back, let's hear some more about the services that you offer your clients.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to 97.9 FM WCHL. My guest today is Mr. Dick O'Donnell, who is an independent business consultant representing Ring Central. Please stay with us. We will be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
My guest today is Mr. Dick O'Donnell, who is an independent business consultant representing Ring Central. Dick, for those who may have just tuned in today, you mentioned Ring Central in our first session. Would you very briefly re-explain what Ring Central is and what the advantage of Ring Central is to a business?
Yes. Thank you, Sharon. It is a phone system, simple as that. Again, a phone to a business is like oxygen to a human. It needs to be working. And so what our system does is we are in a mobile society. Something like 80% of the people out there have smartphones. They're on the go. They have salespeople. They have service people out in the field, et cetera. What our system is you get to keep your same phone number, very important, and it replaces the traditional phone company that is hardwired to the wall and so on. You can have multiple extensions. You can have unlimited calling all over the United States and Canada, unlimited faxing. You can receive and send faxes from your mobile phone. You can manage. You can have an auto receptionist if you want, saying that you can act like a Fortune 500 company. There's no PBX, there's no big box, it's all on the cloud.
Beautiful.
And the cloud is just a fancy name for the internet.
The internet. Got it, Dick. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Now, I also know that you're involved with Merchant Services. Why don't you briefly describe what Merchant Services is?
Okay. Total Merchant Services is a company that we represent for companies that take credit card as a form of payment. whether it's brick and mortar, which is a retail store, a restaurant, a doctor's office, an attorney office, where you'd actually physically swipe the card. And what's nice about Total Merchant Services is we do not have a time contract at all, and we do not charge for equipment, okay? I would ask the audience to please, whether they do business with me or not, is not what's important. A few things that you want to look at with your merchant services company. You do not want to sign a time contract or a lease contract in leasing equipment. I've heard such horror stories that people have signed a 48-month lease agreement on a machine that would maybe sell for $500, and they're going to pay over $3,000 by Whoa. Leasing it at $40 a month. Mm-hmm. Our company gives you free equipment. We don't sell it or lease it to you. We lend it to you. If you cancel our service, we want the machine back, very honestly. We own the machine. Now, I do also have a 98% retention rate because, again, I am their go-to person. I don't see their statements, but there's a lady in Raleigh that does. And I can contact her Monday through Friday, from 9 till 6 at night, and she has the answers.
Perfect.
And I resolve problems that people have without some 800 number that they have to call that doesn't know them from Adam, so to speak. So
you mentioned merchant services being able to take credit cards. I'm assuming that's big for restaurants and large enterprises who need to take who need to have credit cards. How do you discuss the fact that the smaller businesses are now being enticed by Square and by PayPal, where it's 2.75% per transaction? How does that compare to what you offer?
Great question. I just found out the other day. I was pretty sure of it. Square is wonderful for the startup person. It is 2.75%. Ours is 1.29% for a similar item that I have around my neck right now. However, Square doesn't have an 800 number. They don't have a phone number at all. You cannot ever talk to a human being at Square. So if that transaction has not been put in correctly, or you made a mistake and you need to credit them or whatever, Square doesn't have that ability. I am your go-to person, okay? We can take credit cards from brick and mortar, again, with a machine, and you don't want to use Square or even another phone device if you're brick and mortar, if you're a restaurant or retail store. One, it's more expensive.
Right.
And two, you really need the ability of the machine. We also take authorized.net, which is over the internet, for people that do recurring billing for senior care people and people that are billing Mrs. Jones every week or every other week, or landscapers or service people that have a service contract, and the dollar amount can change each week or each month or whatever, but you only take the credit card once, and again, it's on the cloud, so it's secure and everything else. The last way is through what we call Roam Pay or Payment Jack, which is through your smartphone. And that's good for people that are out and about and doing, plumbers, electricians, yard people. Most
right.
people don't know where their checkbook is.
But, Dick, you mentioned also people should beware of those long-term contracts. What if you run into a client, a potential client, who is stuck into one of those long-term contracts? Can you still help them, or are they stuck in that contract and you can't come in?
That's a great question. If they're doing over $10,000 a month in volume, we can buy out the contract with Total Merchant Services. Also, I have done, again, it's an analysis type thing. I have two customers that are in these contracts for leases. We can't break the lease. I've talked to attorneys, everything else. But I have saved them enough money that they have taken the machines off the shelf, put them in the back room, and actually used my equipment. And they may be spending $80 a month on leasing two machines, for example, but my savings from me is over $100 a month. So, yes, they're still paying that $80, but I'm saving them over $100. So now I'm only saving them $30 or $40,
a month. They still come ahead, yeah.
And as soon as that contract's up, they're out of there.
There we go. Again, Dick, why don't you give us your contact information for those who may not have captured it the first time?
Okay. My phone number is 919-760-5476. And again, I'll repeat that, 919 760-5476. My email is dick@dickod.com, dick@dickod.com. And again, my website is dickod.com.
That's easy enough, dickod.com.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Let's take another break.
Okay.
When we come back, I want to talk about the community service items that you're all in, that you're involved in for Orange County and beyond. Thanks, Dick. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 FM on your radio dial. My guest today is Mr. Dick O'Donnell. He is an independent business consultant representing Ring Central. Please stay with us. You want to hear about his community work when we come back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you for staying with us. My guest today is Mr. Dick O'Donnell, who is an independent business consultant representing Ring Central. Dick, you've told us about Ring Central, you've told us about merchant services, you've told us about Time Warner Cable, but the one thing I respect and admire about you is you are a very positive, effective business person. What advice would you give our audience for success in business?
Get involved. Get involved in the community, get involved with your church, get involved in civic organizations, maybe it's Rotary or Lions Club or Kiwanis, things like that. But take the attitude of gratitude of helping other people. Zig Ziglar said it so well, is you can have everything in life you want if you just help enough other people get what they want.
Beautiful.
And that's really my philosophy in life. And I just have a passion for helping people and helping people communicate better, helping people use your car as a mobile classroom. Instead of listening to the radio.
Which no one's doing.
Right.
Everybody's doing it.
Put a motivational CD in there. I subscribe to a magazine called Success Magazine, which a friend of mine introduced me to, and it is the best $35 a year that I've ever spent. Okay, every month I get a magazine, and it has a CD in it, an audio CD of very motivational things on how to set goals, how to define success for yourself. And everybody has a different definition of success. And it's not about money all the time. It's about quality of life. And again, get involved in your community. I belong to 3 Chamber of Commerce. I belong to 4 Leeds groups. I'm a Rotarian. I'm involved in my church. And I have a passion for helping people. Without getting overly religious, you know, in the Bible it said, I came to serve and not be served. Serve people. Don't be a servant. Be a servant, you know, rather than having people serve you. And that will go very far.
Would you also say, Dick, that you have a passion for what you're doing?
I have a huge passion for what I'm doing.
Yes.
And I love helping people. And one time I said to somebody, I said, my job is to make people smile. And somebody asked me if I was a dentist, and I said, oh, no.
No way. Well, Dick, thank you. Now, with our last minute, let's go one more time for those who may have just tuned in. Tell us the advantages of Ring Central, because this is such a fine product.
Okay, this is a great product. This is the wave of the future, and it's here now. This is an alternative to the traditional phone company for businesses. It is cloud-based. It's the largest cloud-based phone system in the country, and I give personalized service. There is no contract. You can keep your same phone number, but you have tons of benefits. You have call forwarding, call waiting, conference calls, everything. And I personalize it to each of your situations. There is no time contract at all. And you have free long distance and free faxing. And you can even use your mobile phone as way of communicating for your business.
Fantastic. Dick, thank you so very much. You provide a lot of valuable information to our audience. I thank you for coming and talking with me today.
Thank you very much, Sharon.
You're welcome. You've been listening to WCHL 97.9 on your radio dial. My guest today has been Mr. Dick O'Donnell, who's an independent business consultant representing Ring Central. That's our show for today, and we thank you for listening.